All healthcare students have to practice their medical study at a teaching hospital where they need to care for real patients as part of their study. It is very challenging for them, but I would like to tell you that they can make a difference in their patients' lives. This story is such a good example of that. Shauna was one of the medical students of Team C when I took over the team on the first day of the month. A day earlier, she had picked up a patient, a young woman named Kim who had suffered from portal vein thrombosis and had been transferred to the University of Washington Hospital from Alaska. The senior resident on the team told me of the icy reception Shauna had received. Shauna was told by the patient that she didn't like her. She felt she did not know enough to be involved in her care, and she was annoyed by all the questions Shauna had asked her. The first day I saw the patient with Shauna, the patient tore into Shauna, telling her in front of me that she was incompetent and annoying. After we left the room, I asked Shauna if she would feel more comfortable if she followed a different patient on the team. She asked me a good question. Is becoming a doctor all about being comfortable? She wished to continue her care of the young woman. We quickly learned that Kim had many reasons to be upset. Her portal venous thrombosis occurred in the period shortly after delivering her child. She was told in Alaska that there was nothing more they could do for her and that she would probably not live more than a few years. She arrived at the University of Washington Hospital and was told by the liver specialist that she could not be helped by a liver transplant, which was the one hope she had clung to. Shauna told me she felt this young woman felt abandoned by the doctors in Alaska who referred her to the UW. She then said to me, "Even though Kim doesn't like me, I don't want to abandon her." I was touched by Shauna's dedication and commitment. The next morning on rounds, Kim again stated how much she disliked Shauna, how she felt she was incompetent, and how angry she was to be at the UW. I asked Shauna again if she wanted to continue. She was even more determined to try and help the patient. The next morning was Kim's 21st birthday. Shauna entered her room quietly and put a bouquet of flowers by her bed. When Kim awoke, she was surrounded by her nurse, Shauna, and the rest of the team singing happy birthday to her, complete with the birthday cake Shauna had ordered and bought for her. Kim cried and then smiled for the first time since she had arrived at the University of Washington Hospital. She gave Shauna a hug. She cried tears that had been ready to be released for weeks. When I returned later that morning to check on Kim, she told me how thankful she was that Shauna had not given up on her. She told me how scared she was of dying alone and of never seeing her baby again. She was so touched by Shauna's kindness to her when she felt her treatment of Shauna was so cruel. She felt that today, on her birthday, she was really seen as a person and not as an interesting medical case. From that day on, whenever we talked to Kim, she would always refer to Shauna as her doctor and wanted to make sure Shauna was in agreement with any treatment plans that consultants or the team had. Kim left the hospital after a 2-week stay, returning to Alaska and her baby. About a week later, a large box addressed to Shauna and Team C arrived at the 6th floor nursing station of the UW hospital. I opened the box and found a package with a tag for Dr. Pau, residents and nurses. Then I found 6 packages, all with the tags that said, "For Shauna, my doctor." That seemed about right. I paid Shauna and had her come up to the floor to see this beautiful testimony to her caring.